In preparation for Shavuos, let us begin learning the sixth parak of Pirkei Avos, which talks all about learning Torah. The Mishnah begins with an introduction. Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah Baruch Shebachar Mehem Uv'Mishnasam. The Chachamim taught us in the language of the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem who chose them and their teachings, their Mishnah. So what is this introduction coming to say? There's a beautiful pshat by Rav Meir Shapira Zatzal, the founder of Daf Yomi, the Rosh Hashiva Al Chachma Lublin, that every single statement made by a Tana and Pirkei Avos was something that they taught through living it. For example, Hillel says in Perek Aleph, Hevei mi tamidov shal Aron HaKohen, be of the tamidim of Aron HaKohen, Oyev Shalom, Roidev Shalom, loved peace, he pursued peace, Oyev Esabrius, he loved people, and he brought them close to Torah. So Hill taught you should love peace and you should pursue peace and you should be a Mekar of people. And we all know the famous stories of Hill related in the Gemara, how he kept the peace, he kept his cool, he didn't get angry no matter the situation. There was a person who made a bet that he could get him angry, and he tried to get him angry first by asking foolish questions and then by asking them on Erev Shabbos when it was a difficult time and then even asking when Hillel was indisposed and trying to bathe. And in all these situations, Hillel never lost his temper. The person lost his bet. Hillel was the one who found a creative way to have a ger convert to Judaism while learning the whole Torah on one foot. That's when he taught him V'haftal Re'acha Kameicha, instead of getting angry at his foolishness. That was Mekarvel L'Torah. He sought ways to bring people close to Torah. We witness this with our Gedolim, as with the Gedolim of every generation. It's known that when the Chavetz Chaim originally was trying to publish his Sefer Chavetz Chaim for the first time on Hilchos Lashon Hara, he sought to get Haskamas, to get approbations from the Gedol Hadar. As he was an unknown young man at the time, he approached a Rav called Baruch Mordechai Lipschitz, who was the Tzal, who was the Rav of Nevardik, and Baruch Mordechai secretly told a number of his Talmidim to engage the Chafetz Chaim in conversation and see if he'll speak any Lashon Hara. And it's said that one of those Talmidim, whose name was Rav Kimchi, and later became a Rav of a city called Mechaliyav, he spoke with the Chavetz Chaim for nearly 6 hours, and they spoke and learning, and they went from topic to topic, and he kept on trying to bring up people that said this and said that, and what do you think of them? And the Chavetz Chaim always deftly maneuvered the conversation out of the topic, away from Lashon Hara. He never once ventured anywhere close to Lashon Hara. And Baruch Mordechai then gave him Haskama. Similar stories happened with other Rabbanim who he approached for Haskama. He lived not speaking Lashon Hara. And Rav Meir Shapiro says that this is why some of the Tanaim of Pirkei Avos that we've been learning the past couple of weeks, they just repeat psukim. That's all they say. They say a pasuk, like in Mishlei from other places. What are they being mechadish? What are they adding? But the answer is, it was a lesson that they were Meiser Nefesh for. They gave their life to perfect and exemplify the midah that they're quoting. That's what they're teaching. That was their teaching. And that's what this introduction to the Mishnah means. Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon HaMishnah. Shanu Chachamim B'Lashon means the Chachamim themselves, their own lives, are being taught through the language of the Mishnah. Shanu Chachamim, the Chachamim are being taught B'Lashon HaMishnah. The Chachamim themselves, what they gave their lives for, what they worked their whole life to perfect, is what is being taught to us. And therefore, we immediately say, Baruch Hashem, who chose such tzaddikim and role models to teach us the Torah. The Kesav Sofer says, and he quotes a Gemara that we just had in Chagiga and Daf HaShavua, that the reason why we praise and bless the Chachamim of the Mishnah as an introduction is because we have a rule. If your Rebbe is in your eyes a heavenly angel of Hashem, a true tzaddik, pure, then you can learn from him. And that's why we start by saying how much chashivas, how much reverence, how much respect we have for the Chachamim of the Mishnah. And that's an appropriate introduction that now we can start learning from the teachings, the things that they're going to teach us.